This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Marketing, when you repeat the same thing over and over, it's called branding.
Branding.
I prefer brandy, both the stripper and the beverage.
Preferably simultaneously.
Although, if it's the beverage, I want it with a Y. If it's the stripper, I want it with an I. Preferably two
I prefer
eyes.
My strippers with two eyes.
What do you call a fish with no eyes? That's right. Dad jokes here on Free Talk Live. That's what you're listening to. It's the Saturday night edition. Filling in for the infamous Ian Freeman, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
Peakless Mountaineer.
We've been talking about a bunch of stuff, really. We've been talking about the FTX cryptocurrency exchange debacle, and that it's been hacked. We've been talking about some of the stuff that's going on with the Crypto 6. What else have we been talking about?
I definitely wanted to talk more about the FTX scandal and how it fit into this whole Bitcoin crash.
All right, let's put a tab on that. We'll get back to that. The main story tonight is something that I brought in from The Guardian, right? And this is the title of tonight's show. It contains this: sentenced to life for stealing $14. This is a gentleman named David Colson, was imprisoned in California under some tough-on-crime laws from the 1990s, sort of a three-strikes kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can get into that. But before we get to the story, we have a caller who wanted to give his opinions on, I believe he said, and this is Jimmy from Florida, I believe he said on why a life sentence for stealing $14 might be, warranted. So, Jimmy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hi, Captain. Here's the problem with what you're dealing with. When he went out in the morning, he didn't say, I'm going to steal $14 from the next person I meet. No, honey. He said, I'm going to steal everything I can get from you. So he put a gun to his throat and took everything in his wallet. That man needs to be locked up for life. It's your turn, Captain.
Well, so we haven't gotten into the article yet, and so there was nothing about him being armed or pointing a gun at anybody. The article indicates that he wandered into a garage on somebody else's property, obviously a property violation. So, self-defense is, of course, warranted, in that particular instance, in my opinion, or at least according to the non-aggression principle. But he wandered into a garage. He found a coffee can or a jar with a whole bunch of change in it. It was approximately $14 worth of change. He stole it. The homeowner tried to chase him down, eventually called the cops. He got arrested. But this was his third strike, according to California's tough-on-crime laws from the 90s. And so, yes, the gentleman suffered from mental illness and homelessness and, a bunch of other things. He did steal $14, but because it was his third offense, they gave him a mandatory minimum sentence, and they literally told him he was 35 years of age at the time of this occurrence. They literally told him that he wouldn't be eligible for release for at least 35 years.
Okay. If he found $100 in that can, would he have left 86 and taken 14? Your turn, Captain.
Well, it is my turn. Thanks. So here's the thing about justice. Justice is supposed to be, if somebody wrongs you, that you get made whole again and perhaps, a little more on top for your suffering and, that kind of a thing, depending on how heinous the crime was.
Well, the idea being that that would be to make you whole.
Right.
Like, so in the circumstance, there's how much how much was stolen.
Right.
But there's also the fact that, hey, you aren't allowed into my garage.
Right.
You violated our expectations as a society. You stepped outside the bounds of civilization. And I might feel less safe as a result of that, in maybe even a permanent way. So you need to compensate me for making me feel unsafe by violating civilization, non-aggression, our basic agreements.
Right. So the question is, what is a reasonable method for this man to provide not only restitution for, you know, the money he took, but also for the inconvenience to the person he took it from, and then also, you know, to sort of say, hey, this is bad, this is wrong, don't do this again.
Okay, Captain, he comes into your house. You think he's going to take $14 and leave everything else you have? Yes or no?
Well, so if it were me and I found a man, you know, rummaging through my garage that I didn't know and taking money from it, I'm an armed man most of the time, and so I, you know, I think things would have gone differently instead of the unarmed man chasing him down, right? Because here's the thing, even if I called the cops, well, you know, when seconds count, cops are minutes away, and then, like, what are they actually going to do? Are they going to chase this guy down? No, they're going to ride around in their cop cars with a description of him. They'll put on an APB. Maybe if they find him, they'll arrest him and bring him in, and then he might, you know, get, you know, some sort of a court trial or whatever, and he might even be sentenced to 35 freaking years.
Okay. This guy needs to be locked up. He would have taken $1 million if it was in that garage, right? He needs to get out of our life. I agree 100% with this, and it's not the $14. It's what he's about.
Okay, so hold on. So here's my issue with it. So as I see it, you know, putting your more personalized circumstance. So guy is rooting around in Captain's garage. Now, I would say at that exact moment, you have the right to end his life. However, the police have no right whatsoever. And by the same token, okay, he has violated your space. You are the one that he needs to make it up to. So if we're going to go through the process of making you whole, then it's you who gets to determine, okay, here's what would make me whole. And in a functional system where we actually had a market injustice, so that they would have to compete for our business in providing justice, I think that what would be common in that circumstance is that you would have a judge that you would, you know, agreed to how it was selected, and the judge would say, okay, well, I want to make it in this specific margin where it's punitive enough to discourage the future behavior, but it's not so onerous that it encourages you to get robbed again.
Okay. If he would have stolen everything he could get away with, that's not the point. $14 isn't the issue. That man would have stolen $1 million from me if he could have done it. You think he's going to make change, take $14 and give me $86 in change if he...
Well, let's zoom out for just a bit, Jimmy. According to your logic, then, everybody employed by the federal government, including the IRS and all the politicians, who take far more than $14 per day from everybody's paycheck without their consent, should be immediately locked up and, you know, the key thrown away and no longer be a part of society. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah, I'm for it.
I appreciate your honesty, man. Thanks for the call. I mean, he's at least trying to apply his philosophy consistently. Mm-hmm. I'll give him credit for that. I don't believe that the punishment fits the crime.
Agreed.
In this particular instance.
Now, what he seems to be pointing out is that, I think he put it, these elements need to be removed from society. And I can see what you mean there. The question is, what is the effective method of removing this element from our society? And the fact of the matter is, locking them up is not the effective method of stopping thievery. If it was, we wouldn't have thievery, because we lock up more than everybody. And yet, still a bunch of people stealing stuff.
David Colson, age 55, did not see his family for the 2 decades he spent behind bars. but they were ready to welcome him home last month, starting with a surprise reunion. On his fourth day of freedom, his adult son invited him to his grandson's football game in California. He thought it would be just the two of them, but halfway through the game, Colson turned around and saw his daughter, three grandkids he'd never met, and several other relatives. He says, "I was just bawling and torn up, and my daughter runs up and hugs me and is like, 'You big crybaby,' he said. The grandkids accepted me with open arms. It was like I never left. But for the last 20 years, Colson was serving a life sentence with little hope of ever coming home. His crime was stealing $14. We'll continue with more on this particular case here on Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a free recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, welcome back, and thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening tonight to this edition of Free Talk Live. If you've never heard of us before, it's your first time ever listening, you can find out all about us over at freetalklive.com. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
Peakless Mountaineer.
I do want to tell you that, well, we did our job here at Free Talk Live, apparently. We had a sponsor, or have a sponsor, called BullionMax.com. They even put together a website for us, BullionMax.com/FTL, as in Free Talk Live FTL. And we were offering, you know, gold and silver, you know, the most stable assets in recorded history, in conjunction with BullionMax.com, where you could buy direct from them without talking to a salesperson, which you could still do, and your precious metals ship fully insured directly to your home. Unfortunately, the Free Talk Live Silver Starter Kit that we were offering at employee pricing is sold out. Now, you can still go to BullionMax.com/FTL and enjoy their offers that they have there. And, in fact, they still have a sign-up where you can win a free silver back. This is a spendable silver certificate that is the first of its kind. If you're familiar with gold backs, it's the same sort of a thing, except it's a silver back. So you can go to BullionMax.com/FTL and still enjoy BullionMax as a company for all your gold and silver needs. It's just that, well, apparently the Free Talk Live sponsored offering was so popular that it is sold out. You're too late. We tried to tell you, but yeah. So, you know, if you have gold and silver needs, please visit BullionMax.com/FTL. And hopefully BullionMax will work with Free Talk Live again for another amazing offer since this was so popular. BullionMax.com/FTL. All right. We were talking about this article from, where is it from, TheGuardian.com about David Colson, who was sentenced to, they're calling it life for stealing $14. And we could talk more about that, but first, I want to go to Gwyneth, calling from Australia. Gwyneth, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, how are you today?
We're good, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, there's a couple of things, okay? I want to talk about my horse, but first of all, I listen to your show on archive from gcnlive.com.
Okay.
Okay? And listening to yesterday's show, and you had a guy on there, and he was a Marine. Do you remember him?
Mm-hmm.
I think that one or both of you was on the show yesterday.
Yes.
There was a guy who was a Marine, and he was saying about how wonderful the military was and how we would all be lost without it and how he protected us all and all the rest of it. And my mind just kind of flashed back because I've had a real rough time over the entire course of my life with, just not wanting my sons to be kidnapped by pedophile cartels.
Sure.
And sometimes having to flee for my life. And this, I told you about the CPS, of course.
Okay.
And, having to flee for my life with my sons just so that I could be their mum. And, sometimes the law enforcement getting on my tail and pretty well near killing us. And I was just thinking that, and I was thinking, gee, that's kind of like using the police as an army against the populace.
Absolutely.
Where if you don't hand over your kids, then they will try and kill you.
Yes.
And I got kind of angry at his level of blindness.
Yes.
And oh my gosh, I wish these people could see. Okay.
Me too.
I'm not
going to
mention that. I'm not going to. You can respond if you like, and then I'll get onto the horse thing.
Well, it is a fact that there used to be concern about, in, we'll call them westernized countries, right, including Australia, Europe, the United States, these types of places. There used to be concern about them becoming police states. Well, I can tell you the concern is over because that is in fact what they have become. We do currently live both.
That's absolutely the truth.
So you are absolutely spot on that the police forces have become so militarized that there's literally no difference between them and the military outside of maybe a couple of, you know, patches on their uniforms or some stripes on their neck or chest or some, you know, that type of a thing. So you're absolutely spot on. It has become militarized to a point where everybody in these, you know, westernized countries, including Australia, live under a police state.
Yeah, I remember well over a decade ago, it was never Alex Jones himself that I liked. It was the documentaries that his company would come out with, which I thought was him, but it turns out, no, it was these other actors who were doing these amazing jobs putting together these documentaries, and one of them showed how all of this military equipment was being sent to every police force in the country. And this is well over a decade ago, and the thing is, like, I guess we were all just a little bit war crazy at the time, and no one was willing to stand up and question this and say, hey, maybe we should make a difference between, you know, the murderers that we send around the world and the people that we expect to keep the peace here at home. And, well, there was no outcry, so they militarized the police. So, yeah, when here it's called Department or Division of Children, Youth, and Families, which is what they do. They divide children, youth, and families. Elsewhere it's called Child Protective Services,
right.
And there's another name for it.
Families Department.
Families, right, yeah.
Yep, and I do think that part of this is just to keep it hard for us to search for information on this stuff so that we can find it out. But yeah, absolutely, these are our pedophile kidnappers who will at best likely sell your child if you let them do it, and just don't let other people raise your children.
All right, so Gwyneth, tell us about your horse.
Yeah. Okay, I've just finished working my horse for the day. She is a Whaler, which is an Australian breed of wild horse crossed with American Curly, which is a type of Mustang, okay? And the Whalers, I want to go into a bit of a detail with what's happening at the Whalers here in Australia. They are getting killed wholesale. They have talked to people in the Northern Territory that have wild horses on their ranches into getting into helicopters and shooting them dead. And not even getting their bodies. These horses, if you care, if there's anybody out there in the audience who cares so much about the military, this is Australia's very own war horse. They are fantastic as a horse. There's no horse better on the earth. These horses, back in the day, during World War I, with their riders, were ridden all the way from Cairo to Damascus.
Hey, Gwyneth, thank you for the call. Feel free to call us again. We appreciate you. This is Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. More is coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Barusa reporting. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis arguably had the best night of anyone on Election Day, trouncing his Democratic opponent on his way to re-election and cementing himself as the Republican Party's new rising star. What comes next is trickier, though. Even before the contest in Georgia between Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock and his Republican challenger, Herschel Walker, headed for a December 6th runoff, a staggering $262 million has already been spent on the race. Now, political analysts expect the campaigns to unleash an advertising blitz and boost spending to levels approaching the historic runoffs in Georgia 2 years ago. A federal judge in Texas ruled that President Joe Biden's plan to cancel hundreds of billions of dollars in student loan debt was unlawful and must be vacated. This is USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Welcome back.
The Welcome Back Cutter theme song will play in your head, even though you don't hear it, based on our voices alone.
By mere power of suggestion.
Or do they call it earworms?
Oh, yeah.
Earworms, yes.
Yep. If it's simple enough, your head will play it.
Welcome back. I'm sorry, and you're welcome.
That is a age-discriminatory mental attack, by the way.
Yeah, whatever.
Because there's a great number of people who are like, what the heck are they talking about?
It's not
about?
An attack, because people have a choice to tune in.
No, you don't have the choice to hear an earworm once you've heard the opening line of it.
I mean, it's still not an attack, though.
Because you knew you wouldn't know what was going to happen.
I mean,
you tuned
I could
in.
Say something like, "We're going to carry on, my wayward son," and we could carry on, and like that should just be the end of it. That's not an attack. Well, don't stop believing, whatever you do. Okay, it is Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
And it's a small world.
After all.
And I'm Peakless Mountaineer.
Very well, thank you. Let's go to more of your calls and thoughts right away. We have Michael in Pennsylvania. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. My inquiry was, I grew up in the era of the 90s with the three-strike rule.
Yep.
And I know the Guardian, so I know it's like, oh, man, he took $14 and he got life. What were the first two crimes? Because the odds are, especially back then, it was like, all right, attempted first-degree murder. We're going to go, all right, you didn't kill him, so we're going to give you a chance. Oh, you raped someone. All right, you got to do some time. Now, don't commit any more crimes. And he's like, all right, I'm going to his garage, and I'm just taking whatever I can get. And the guardian's like, look, he took $14. And everyone's like, oh, that poor guy got life. It was his third strike. Well, what were the first two?
Hold on, so you think he was reformed as a murderer and rapist?
No, my point is he wasn't. That's how he got the third strike.
So, according to the article,
he needed the money to talk someone into getting raped and then murdered.
Right. Like, I understand your concern.
So they didn't report the first two crimes.
And, yes, you are correct. The Guardian, you know, does have a formula to their stories. Yes, they have an agenda, obviously.
All people do.
I can tell you that the article says he went to jail for minor offenses in his 20s. Both times, he removed a window screen from a house for what they're deeming an attempted break-in. He did not enter the homes, but those were his two previous offenses.
My inquiry is always back to, I agree with you guys. My dad's a libertarian. I agree with the ideology.
Sure.
I also know what the body count would be. I live on farmland. We have no cops. If you call the cops, the only people that come are state troopers. There are no town cops anywhere nearby. Everyone here knows the rules. We watch over each other.
Yeah.
We don't have a lot of lights. My brother came from Vegas. He's like, man, it's so quiet. You don't have any crime? Nope. Because we live by, our body count was once high. They were all criminals. Crime is pretty much gone.
Well, and that's how, you know, we like it here in New Hampshire, right? We have some of the most awesome gun laws on the planet where you don't need to get a permit for concealed carry. You don't need, open carry is just welcomed.
Yeah,
and
I love you guys.
It's common. And so I'm with you. Like, I feel you on, like, the state still exists. But I think, you know, country folk and like places like New Hampshire are probably the closest to a free society that exists within the United States. So
I agree. And my brother was shocked. He's like, seriously, you guys have no lights? There's no traffic? There's no crime? No, we all hunt. They all know we own. We all friends and neighbors here. We have no problems.
Yeah, and so this brings up actually a really important point in terms of justice. So if you are the person who has been violated, then it is up to you to, at least in part, to determine what it takes to remove that violation, to bring things back to an even keel. So
I agree, but we're talking California, where they let the state, because you know their big state is, so they let the state not once, but twice, and then a third time deal with it.
Mm.
I agree with you guys. It should have been dealt with the first time properly, and maybe it would not have happened again.
Right.
Well, and I mean, like, given your hypothetical situation, that would not be a problem of too harsh of sentencing, but too light. So if you are the only ones providing justice, in or out of quotes, and you let a rapist run around, you have failed us and put us at danger. If you have let a murderer run around, and you're not confident that they have completely changed their personality, then you're the one wronging us.
Which is statistically very rare. Like I said, he was trying to break in. I've always had an argument, just because he's an incompetent criminal doesn't mean he's not a criminal, just because he couldn't get in. The idea of attempted murder. Just because he sucked at it doesn't mean that he's not a murderer. It just means he's very bad at it. Don't give him another chance. He might succeed.
Hey, thanks for the call, Michael. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160. The phone lines are packed right now, so if you're getting a busy signal, please keep trying. 603-283-6160. Let's move on to Major Payne calling from Michigan. Major, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, your last caller gave me pause for thought, but I got to comment real quick on the girl that you had calling from Australia there.
Yeah.
When this was about 30 years ago, my wife decided she was going to just run off, take both my kids. And it was only like, I don't know, 5 and 7. So she took them to some trailer in Fife Lake. The guy was a real weasel. And my son ended up having to wash his little sister's socks out for 3 weeks and whatnot. Before I finally caught up with them and found out where they were. Well, the social worker who was investigating that case, turns out her children had been removed from her.
Oh, weird.
Yet she's in charge of taking other people's children away.
Yeah, there won't be any vendetta or, discolored opinions going on there.
Yeah, no biases in that authority.
Thank you.
Good God almighty. I'm so disappointed in our citizenry here in Michigan, and I'm going to call you back on this one here, Captain, on Beard Talk.
Oh, please.
But, I'm beside myself.
All right, well, let's just save it. Give us a call at Beard Talk Live. We'll be kicking that off about 10:30, so about a half hour after this show is over. We'll talk to you then, Major. Appreciate you. Let's move right along to, let's go to Rob in Vermont. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Good conversation here. While it's not really good, but it's at least good that people are recognizing, you know, what the Department of Child Welfare and what the family court system does to, you know, people, you know, throughout the United States.
Yeah, yeah. CPS, Department of Health and Human Services, the Family Services Division. There's several different names depending on the state that you're in, whether it's under the federal bonnet or not, but they're all the same thing. And family court particularly is one of the most heinous organizations, and I use the term loosely for them, on planet Earth, because they don't even abide by, like, regular law.
Yeah. Yeah, just remember, whenever they say Department of X, you are about to see whatever that is, be it Health and Human Services or Child Welfare, is about to depart.
Right. And if there's one book that I recommend people to read, I mean, exclusively, you know, if you're a parent, a grandparent, or an uncle, or an aunt, or whatever, the name of the book is called The Respondent. And the author's name is Greg Ellis. And Greg Ellis is an actor out of California. Many years ago, the Department of Child Welfare showed up at his doorstep with police, child molestation, was handcuffed, put his own kids. The Department of Child Welfare put his kids in jail.
Hey, Rob, we'll check out that book. Thanks for calling. Give us a call on Beard Talk Live, too, if you want to. 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time. 603-283-6160. If you'd like to comment on anything we've been talking about or bring up another subject altogether, this is Free Talk Live. More on.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. If you're unfamiliar with us, please visit freetalklive.com. We're on air 7 nights a week from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. Eastern. We are on somewhere around 200 radio stations. We're also online. We're podcasted. We're streaming. We're on some satellites. So, I mean, we can be listened to
globally.
It's true. We had Gwyneth from Australia call us tonight. We'll, you know, frequently get calls from outside of the U.S. as well. So, you know, don't feel like you're limited if you're not inside the United States. We realize that the world is, well, it's round. Take that, flat earthers. I will probably get calls from those bastards. Anyway.
Bring it.
So, yeah, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
And Beakless Mountaineer.
And let's just move on to more of your calls and thoughts, shall we? Let's go to Rudy from Arizona. Rudy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. Good evening, guys. That three strikes and you're in law, it's terrible. I mean,
that is a more accurate description. Three strikes and you're in. Yeah.
Yeah. It takes the judge's humanity out of the equation. I mean, it was mandatory. You're the third one, you're in jail. You're in prison. I know a case of a guy who got caught with 4 pounds of weed. Mm-hmm. He was driving it back there. He just delivering it. And a felony. Did 4 years at he was 20. At 36, he was part of a motorcycle gang. That got in a fight. And he had ended up getting assault with a deadly weapon because he had a knife. He had a fight. He got 7 years on that. And then he was 58 years old. He was a homeless in the street. He was basically starving. He went into a 7-Eleven and just ate a piece of pizza because he was hungry.
Right.
Starving. And life in prison.
Now, yeah, that's horrible. And also, I'd like to point out, you make some very good points. I'd also like to point out that in the case of the three strikes law, it absolves the judges from compassion. It absolves them from, what's the word that we tell cops they get to use? not screw,
liability?
Discretion.
Ah, discretion.
So the judges go, well, I got no choice. It's his third time. I have to give him this. Mm-hmm. I have to give him this sentence. The law says this is what I have to do.
And the thing that gets me about this is, okay, how many times do people get charged with something? And, I mean, it's just so terrifying to face the possibility of being convicted of whatever it is you get charged with that you take any plea bargain you can so that you don't have to face down the possibility of, you know, 40 years or whatever it is.
Right.
So, okay, well, you pled guilty to something you didn't even do. Well, careful, because if that happens too much, you will still serve decades in prison.
And they come at you, they threaten you, they say, you take it to trial, and we'll max you out.
Yeah. Yeah, and if you can't afford the defense, I mean, you're going to lose anyway.
Right.
Right? So if you don't have the money to defend yourself adequately, you're just going to lose. They're going to railroad you.
And you're innocent.
Yeah.
I mean, and also, prisons are a money-making operation.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's definitely a business.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, appreciate the call, Rudy. Thanks.
Yeah, they call it a privatized prison system, but by definition, you can't have one. Like, if you have a bunch of people that are there against their will that have been forcibly placed there, and those are your so-called customers, that's not privatized. But it is privately profitable and publicly subsidized.
Yeah, there's, I believe, and I'm just going to try and look it up real quick right now, more than 2 million people in the United States in prison. 2.19 million people, that's as of 2019, was the count. So over 2 million people in prison in the U.S. Now, that's more than the Russian gulags. That's more than, well, anywhere else, really. There are more people in prison in the United States than anywhere else on planet Earth.
By a wide margin.
Yeah. So, land of the free,
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How many of them are in there for nonviolent crimes?
Almost all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Victimless so-called crimes.
You
violated our arbitrary rules.
Right, yeah, we wrote a thing down. Oh, and you violated it three times? Sorry, life in prison.
Oh, you had the wrong flower in your pocket too many times in a row. Yeah.
Oh, you didn't pay a fee and get a license to do this particular activity that, like, you know, nature allows.
Mm-hmm.
But no, government thinks that they own nature. And so you must pay us a fee and get a license to perform this particular action. And that includes even, like, driving on roads, stuff like that. Like, I realize roads are not natural, but, you know, why do you need a driver's license? Why do you need a license plate and a VIN number?
Well, and this isn't to say that basic competency in driving wouldn't be required by a private road system.
Almost certainly it would, yes.
But this whole rigmarole, and that's the thing, it's not a functional system.
Well, and let's not assume that when somebody takes a driving test at their local DMV that they are competent as a driver.
Right.
Because this is all administered, well, by government. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the thing is, okay, so if government says all of these drivers are competent, capable drivers, and they're completely wrong, and these drivers go out and kill a bunch of people, are they liable for having said that these are competent, capable drivers?
Right.
No. Is there an incentive to suggest that they maybe don't do that so much anymore?
Nope.
Nope. Now, if, on the other hand, you had a private system where you had competing roads, and you're like, oh, yeah, I don't use those roads because their driver certification is laughable.
Right.
Then you wouldn't have customers.
Right.
And you would lose those resources because you're managing them poorly.
Yeah, people seem to laugh when I suggest that private agencies building, owning, maintaining roads and things of that nature would be easier to implement than a cell phone plan. Because a cell phone plan is just that. It's a network of things of that your phone traffic travels over that are built by, you know, private agencies and private companies. And so you pay your cell phone company for, you know, your ability to get on those roads, right, the network, if you will, to get on those roads, use those roads, and that's what you pay your monthly fee for. And And if you want to drive outside of your, you know, home area, why, they have a roaming plan. They have agreements in place with other road providers, network providers. Mm-hmm. And so you could very well just be like, hey, I'm going to, you know, plot my trip, how long to get from here to there by driving. They, yep. Here you go. And you're all dialed in, set to go. No muss, no fuss. It's easy as, like, plugging a thing in on an app. Right? People laugh at that because they have this, I don't know, this cognitive dissonance that allows them to think that roads are so complicated that only government can administer them.
Well, here's my theory. Horse hockey. So what I think gives people this this special zone of competence, if you will, is that roads are kind of the edge of our universe. So, like, each place that I go to, it's like, okay, here's the store, it's this building, it has an entrance and an exit, and, like, this is the place, and when I leave that place, where I go to is the road, and here's my home, and when I leave that place, where I go to is the road, and so on and so forth. So every single little pocket of reality is has as its final edge the roads.
Okay.
So that's kind of like the edge of the forest, if you will, psychologically speaking. So the idea is, okay, but who will manage the edge of our reality if we don't have this parental figure telling us what to do about it?
Yeah. The way I figure it, a lot of people seem to think that something like privatized roads would be implemented and managed by, like, insurance companies, right? That seems like a natural marriage. You know, oh, you're already paying a fee per year or per month for your insurance as a driver in your, you know, four-wheeled machine or two-wheeled machine, however many wheels your machine has. It seems natural for them to sort of pick up that type of business. I think it would be much easier for cell phone and internet providers to pick it up because they already manage some of the largest, most congested networks on planet Earth, and they do just fine, thank you.
They
right?
Really do.
Like, they would do a far superior job to anything any government has ever attempted to do concerning roads, ever. Roads would be way less expensive than they are now, even though, like, you don't see it because they're just taking taxes from you to pay for them. But they would be far less expensive, far easier to drive on, far more well-maintained than anything you've ever seen, and life would just be better.
And that's with the low amount of competition that we even have in cell phone carriers. They would still do a better job.
More Free Talk Live is on the way.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today is the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.